Wife wanted. Wife wanted.
Extra paper. Wife wanted. Extra, extra. Wife wanted. Man has 15,000 yearly income. Read all about it. Wife wanted.
Homeward bound by plane, Bob Nolan is shocked when he reads a want ad in the personal column of a Metropolitan Sunday paper in which his most intimate friend, Norman Howard, is advertised for a wife.
Wife wanted. I'm 38 years old, have a $15,000 yearly income, don't drink, don't gamble, don't cuss, don't smoke, and don't even flirt. I'm 5'10", weigh 170, and I want a wife who likes home, music, and travel. If you're interested in me, send your photograph and all information about yourself to Norman Howard, Box 829, Hollywood, California.
The Wife Wanted drama was written around a Hollywood man who, under an assumed name, advertised for a wife, and who received over 9,000 letters, many gifts, and over 3,000 photographs from women. Our story material was gathered from real letters and actual events. But any similarity in names, however, of any person living or dead is not intentional, but purely coincidental. Had the many friends of Norman Howard known about this ad, they would have thought Howard was losing his mind. We now find Bob Nolan, lifelong friend of Norman and Barbara Howard, at the front door of their beautiful foothill home in Hollywood.
Oh, good morning, Bob. I'm glad you're back.
Hello, Norman. I'm glad to be here, too. How are you, old top?
All right, I guess. I'm sorry, Bob, but I didn't feel like answering your last letter.
What's the trouble? You look all worn out.
Do you believe in immortality, Bob?
Why, of course, Norman. What a funny question. Why is it gone?
I hardly know how to answer you, Bob. Would you mind reading this letter from El Reno, Oklahoma?
Why, certainly not. Mr. Norman Howard, Hollywood, California. Dear Mr. Norman, I am 5 foot tall, have gray eyes, attractive form, perfect health, and very graceful. I never drink, gamble, or use face cream, and I would like to have a husband about your size and age. Why, I am a fellow member in the Pepper Rose Social Club, and I hope you will like my photograph, and that you will write me a long letter real soon telling me all about your dear self. Fondly, Helen Walker, 1420 Fulton Bay Avenue, El Reno, Oklahoma. Why, what are you up to, Norman?
What do you think?
I don't know what to think. Cute girl. What's the joke?
There's no joke, Bob. You see, after Barbara left me, I ran a want ad for a wife, and all that pile of letters on the floor came to me within 1 month.
Are you starting a love school?
I'm trying to find out something about immortality.
Immortality? Does Barbara know what you're doing?
I hope so. Since I lost Barbara, I've lost all faith in everything. I don't even believe in God.
What in the world are you talking about? Where is Barbara?
She's gone. But she wanted me to run this ad.
Why, Norman, you talk like a crazy man.
I'm afraid I am going crazy, Bob.
Don't act like that. What is your trouble? Come on, tell me. I want to help you.
I believe you would, Bob, but oh, I've nothing to live for now. I could easily end it all right here.
Yes, and brand yourself a coward. Destroy every bit of love Barbara ever had for you. Give me that gun. Now, come on, Norman, tell me what happened.
Well, Barbara's gone, Bob. She's gone, I tell you.
You don't mean
Barbara's
that...
dead.
Norman. Norman.
Norman Howard was unable to tell what happened, but Bob Nolan soon learned that Barbara had been taken ill and suddenly passed away. Howard was on the verge of collapse, but in recalling Barbara's devotion, how she had often expressed a desire that he expose certain cults and clubs that take advantage of unhappy men and women, this was the reason for his running that ad. From this point of our story, we take you to a garment factory in Denver, Colorado. Noon hour. Hilda Black and Nora Kelly are discussing the Howard want ad.
Hey, Nora, did you read that Hollywood want ad yesterday?
Which one do you mean?
Oh, some Hollywood guy with a big income is advertising for a wife.
Oh, say, gee, you're not kidding, are you?
Not on your life. Say, I answered the ad, too.
Oh, go on. Now I know you're kidding, Hilda.
Nothing of the kind. I made a carbon copy, see? Oh, want me to read it?
Gee, I'll bet it's good if you wrote it, sister.
I'm Mr. Norman Howard, Box 829, Hollywood, California. My dear stranger, I'm 22 years old, weigh 118, hard as a rock, have soft, dark eyes, which people say have that come-and-get-me look. I often wonder how people live in Hollywood. I'd love to go there.
Gee, who doesn't want to see Hollywood? But pardon me, dear. Say, go on ahead and tell me all about how you're going to hook that guy anyway.
Oh, wait and see. Some time ago, Mr. Howard, I joined the Blue Heaven Friendship Club. When I read your ad, I knew we had many things in common. People who know me well call me the Oop Girl of Denver.
Oh, yeah?
I'm enclosing a photograph, but it really doesn't do my form justice. Well, I have a lovely athletic figure, fond of music, love to travel, and I've always dreamed of meeting a man who'd appreciate a real pal. We might even be more.
Of course. Why not?
If you like my photograph, I know you'd like me much better. With long-distance love, sincerely, Miss Hilda Wilson, Kansas Hill Road, Denver, Colorado.
Why, Hilda Black! Gee, I never thought you'd do such a foolish thing as that. Well, now listen, just suppose that that man is...
From Shreveport, Louisiana, a member of the Purple Rose Club of Hollywood sends $2 by mail for her membership. A week later, she sends another $5 for three names of men who have money. We now find this woman writing to Howard.
Dear Mr. Howard, I am a mature woman, 69 years young, but I don't look a day over 30. I read your ad for a while, and I am interested. I work in a pickle factory, and I have false teeth. But that don't keep me from being romantic. I'm full of youth and vitality. I joined two get acquainted clubs, but so far have not found a desirable companion. I would rather be fair and free than too young and fickle. Do you really have $15,000 a year income? And do you really want a wife, Mr. Howard? I come from a respectable family. I dress well, and I do long for love and affection. Won't you please write me in care of General Delivery, Shreveport, Louisiana, Dollar Madison.
In Greensville, South Carolina, another lonely soul is yearning for companionship.
Dear Mr. Howard, I see where you're advertising for a wife. So I'm writing to tell you that I'm a widow in my early 30s, extremely good looking. And I know from experience that you must be a real he-man. I have brown hair, brown eyes, and a very lovely figure, and I write poetry, too. I drive my own car, and I have a good home, and I love a good home above everything else. Your big income don't mean a thing to me. You say that you don't drink, you don't gamble, smoke, and flirt. Well, then pray tell me, man, what do you do to pass the time away? To have the love of such a wonderful man, oh, dear me, I'd walk all the way to California to win you, if I only could. Please send me a photograph in exchange for mine. You know, we have no divorce laws in this state. But I went to Virginia last week, and I got my divorce. And thank heaven, I'm as free as a bird once more. And I'm so happy. Oh, I do hope the box of red carnations and big magnolias I picked from my own garden will reach you in safety. I am your loving, leap-year girl from Carolina, Jackie Gilmore, 7845 Northwest Tennessee Avenue, Greenville, South Carolina.
Lonely women who work in factories, banks, or shops, wealthy widows, gay divorcees, unhappy married women sitting at home wondering what their husbands are doing, women from 17 to 75, many who go from one fortune teller to another, or who will join most any cult or club in a desperate hope to find companionship. Each episode of Wife Wanted deals with the men and women of today. In our next program, we hear from Texas, Idaho, Kentucky, and New York. Don't miss a single episode in Robert E. Callahan's stirring and unusual human drama of Lonely Hearts, Wife Wanted.